My name is Sophia Darst. I'm in fifth hour, and my topic is the space race.
So what was the space race?
The space race was basically a competition between the U.S. and the Soviet Union on control of basically space. No one had explored it yet, and so this new territory that they were both trying to kind of overtake became like a really big part of not only the U.S. but also Soviet Union culture at that time. It was a really big deal in society. It was the next frontier for these two countries. So
they basically just wanted to be first, or were there any other reasons for this?
Well, a lot of it was a lot of the motives behind like this big competition was because of like their political economic system, just having overall control over as much as possible.
So like, basically another frontier for democracy versus communism. And so how did it start?
A lot of it started whenever the Soviet Union released their first satellite into space during the Cold War. So they launched Sputnik 1, which was the first ever satellite to hit orbit, and then the U.S. saw this as kind of a threat, and that's where they started developing their own technology.
And how did they see this as a threat?
Because the U.S. has this kind of, they have this tradition of expansion, and so space was seen as this next frontier for expansion, and the Soviet Union was kind of threatening that, so they wanted to obviously beat the Soviet Union.
And so what did they do after, what did all of their research and technology do?
All of their research, like, they built NASA, which is basically the corporation which developed all of the technology to launch into space. But first they started with just basic satellites, and then they started trying to get people in space. And that was where the moon landing came into play. And that was like a really big deal because that was basically what ended the space race, because the U.S. was able to make it to the moon first.
Yes. And so the Russians obviously weren't happy that they lost. And did they do anything about that?
There wasn't really anything that they could do because they were like, both sides were trying to avoid nuclear warfare, and like, there was no like actual fighting that happened. But post moon landing, they did eventually create like a joint mission to the moon, and this kind of demonstrated the improvement of relationships over like throughout the Cold War.
And so were there any other improvements of relationships post Cold War and post?
A lot of it was just mostly fighting for the space race, just figuring out like the technology and stuff like that. But as the Cold War progressed, I guess they both kind of realized like this is kind of stupid. They're not really fighting over anything.
And so
that's the way I feel.
How has that changed today?
Today I feel like there's definitely not as much tension between the two. It's mostly between Korea and the U.S. So.
Any final remarks?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.